Now, the term form-based code may produce a quizzical look for most of us, but among municipal planners in Vermont, it's become something of a buzz phrase. Some bigger communities such as Newport and South Burlington have put form-based code into play, and now the town of Johnson is taking a serious look at adopting form-based code regulations for its village center. So, Amy, for those of us not steeped in municipal planner lingo, can you explain what form-based code means?
Absolutely. Basically, form-based codes regulate what development looks like in a given area. It's more concerned with the building's design than its use. And actually, the term form-based code is a barrier for some communities. People are hesitant to pursue it because they don't really understand it.
So does this replace traditional zoning regulations?
Form-based codes are designed to replace traditional zoning, but Johnson is an interesting case because the town doesn't currently have any zoning regulations at all. So in addition to considering form-based codes, the community is also engaging in a larger discussion about property rights versus community aesthetics.
So this would actually be a new thing for them. And it sounds like a long-term project, is it?
It is. A committee has been meeting in Johnson since last fall, and they've been working closely with a consultant who's been involved with form-based code projects in Newport, South Burlington, Barrie, Huntington, and also now Winooski.
So where does the project stand now?
They're working on a set of draft codes. This would just be for Johnson Village, and they hope to have those ready for public comment by the end of May.
Okay, well, we'll check in with you later in the spring to see how that's going. And speaking of spring, we've had some signs of spring in public posts this week. Not necessarily the happy ones, such as birds singing and the Red Sox getting off to a good start. These signs of spring include flood warnings and red flag warnings against burning brush. Now, this past Wednesday was also the last official day of the Vermont snowmobiling season and the first official day of mud season on high elevation hiking trails. So I suppose this means snowy trails are turning muddy, as we might expect this time of year, and that has a consequence for hikers, yes?
That's right. Mud season has, of course, been in full swing for some time now in the valleys, but it's just getting started in the higher elevations. And mud season is actually an official designation when it comes to the hiking community in Vermont. They define it as April 15th through the Friday before Memorial Day. And during that time, high elevation trails are closed in state parks and on state forest land.
What about some other signs of spring, Amy, that you've been reporting on this week?
Well, to the relief of some Montpelier residents, the city has lifted its freezing pipe warning so people don't have to keep a faucet running all the time. And Vermont Fish and Wildlife has issued a couple of warnings to motorists this week. Officials are asking drivers to watch out for moose crossing the roads this time of year on their way to their spring feeding areas. And they're also asking drivers to keep an eye out for salamanders and frogs, which will soon start crossing the roads in great numbers to get to their spring wetland habitat.
Very different impacts depending on which of those you hit with a car, but better to avoid both. Anything else, Amy, that drivers should be watching out for?
Well, once the frogs and the salamanders, once that traffic dies down, turtles will start to make their way to wetlands. So it's a good idea to keep your eyes peeled around ponds and wetlands well into June.
And of course, motorists will be sharing the road with many more cyclists as spring unfolds. And while more agile than turtles, I understand there is a spring tradition in Wallingford that focuses on bike safety for humans.
That's right. This spring, they'll be holding the 17th annual Wallingford Community Bike Safety Day.
Well, tell us about that. What goes on there?
Well, they have bike safety inspections and helmet fittings, as you might expect. And then there's also a bicycle obstacle course and the chance to tour a rescue vehicle and meet the local law enforcement officers. And then, of course, there's face painting and refreshments and prize giveaways, too.
Well, that sounds like fun. When is that?
It will be held on May 16th at the Wallingford Elementary School.
As always, thanks so much, Amy.
You're welcome, Mitch.